house, God, this morning. I desire your prayers this morning. Yes, Lord. It's a great honor, but it's also a great burden, I believe, to stand before God's people and preach God's word. It's a big responsibility, and I desire your prayers. If you'd like, you can be turning with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 8. I'm going to read a few scriptures, 20 through 22. I'd just like to say that, you know, with all the people out and all the sickness, and I know everything that's going on in my life, and I'm sure that it's just everything going on in everybody's life, it seems like that we are in a flood. It seems like trouble's just flooding us and overtaking us. And if God would permit me to title this message, it would be Dry Ground is Just a Boat Ride Away. Amen. Praise God. If you would bow your heads, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Yes, Lord. Precious, divine, heavenly Father, Lord, I praise you, Lord, and I thank you, God. Lord, and I just thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to do your work, Lord, and to speak your word, God. Lord, and I just ask, Lord, that you'll just hide me, Lord, behind you, that your word will go forth, God. Lord, and I just give you all the honor, praise, and glory, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. In Genesis chapter 8, starting with verse 20, it says, And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Praise God. There's a lot of preachers are to read that verse. It says seed time and harvest will not end. And a lot of people say that there's no harvest to be done out there, but there is. Amen. And we all know this story very well. It's the story of Noah and the flood. Praise God. And just to kind of lay a little foundation and to get to where God wants us to go this morning, I'm just going to go back and kind of review this story a little bit. But here God had come down and he told Noah that he was going to flood the earth. And he was going to kill all living things, praise God. Yeah. And he told Noah to build this ark because man had just grown so evil that it was just God repented over mankind, the evilness that there was. Praise God. It's a lot like we see today in our day and time. Evil is on every hand. Every man seems like every imagination and every thought that man has is evil and corrupt. Praise God. It seems like they want to steal and cheat, and it's just... It abounds. Evil abounds. Praise God. And we live in this. And I tell you what, the troubles that Christians have gone through, you can see it here with us. The troubles, it abounds for us. The troubles, the trials. It seems like we're just being overtook, like it's a flood. We're being flooded. Praise God. But man was evil, much like today. So here God told Noah, I'm going to flood the earth. I'm going to kill every living thing, but I want you to build an ark to save you and your family and two of every kind, praise God. Noah had found favor in the sight of God. He was an upright man. So God instructed him to build a boat. God has a plan, praise God. God's plans are precise and for a reason. Praise God. In Genesis chapter 6, Verses 14 through 16, he says, Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. In verse 15, it says, And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark, and in a cubit thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof with lower, second, third story shalt thou make it. Amen. Praise God. God has a plan. Yes, And in God's plans, they're always precise and to the point. Praise God. And there's always a reason. God does nothing or has man do anything for no reason at all. Praise God. So he had Noah build this ark to a specific design. Praise God. God don't like leaving things just out there. You know, no doubt Noah, like us, if God would have just told us to build an ark, we'd have just, without any instructions, we'd have probably just built a flat raft and hoped for the best. We probably would have none survived the flood. But praise God, God knew exactly what Noah and his family and the animals needed to make it through this flood. And God knows exactly what we need to get through this flood. So God gave Noah exact instructions on how to build this. How to load it, what to put in it. Everything was precise and to a point, praise God, and with reason. So we have to understand that God likes order, praise God. He likes when people does what he tells them to do. God's word is important to him, praise God. You can just take a second to look at, just look at Adam and Eve for a second. They sin. They eat of the fruit. But you know, it wasn't the eating of the fruit that was the sin. It was the disobeying of God. Because if God had never spoke his word and told them not to do that, then they could have eaten all that fruit they wanted to. But it was God's word that caused that to be sin for them because they disobeyed him. Because God said, don't eat.
Amen. Amen.
His word carries a lot of weight. It's important to him.
Yes, it is.
And what God says, he carries out.
Amen.
He told Noah to build an ark that he was going to flood the earth. He flooded the earth.
Amen.
Praise God. He told Noah he'd save him and his family and two of the animals. He saved them. They made it through the flood.
Amen.
Praise God. I just want you to see God's pattern. His word comes to pass. Praise God.
Amen.
What God says, he does. Praise God. And here in those verses, Noah made a sacrifice to God. And after that, God smelled the sweet flavor of the sacrifice. And he made it, he purposed in his heart not to curse the ground again for man's sake. God promised while the earth remaineth that seed time, harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Praise God. Life goes on.
Amen.
And it will go on. I know it seems like sometimes our troubles get overbearing and overwhelming and we're in a flood. But you know what? Life is still going to go on. Praise
Amen.
God. And God is going to be there to see us through. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
God promised not to destroy the earth with the flood again. And in doing so, he gave us a token or a sign. Praise God. A rainbow, we call it. God just called it a bow. If you want to turn with me to Genesis chapter 9, I'd like to read a few verses here. In verse 12, it says, and God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is for you, is with you for perpetual generations. Praise God. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And on down in 16, it says, and the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
God give us a bow, a rainbow, not only for us to remember the promise, that he could look on it and remember what he told us, his words. God's word is important to him.
Amen.
So he put this bow there so he himself would remember. For thousands of years, these rainbows have been appearing. Praise God. You'll still see them today. It was important to God, God's promise. Thousands of years important to him. He
Amen.
Still shows and still reminds himself of his promise. Praise God.
Amen.
God's promise means something to him. And he promised to never flood the earth again. And he made sure that man made it through. He built him an ark. Praise God, that was the first ark. Praise God. And to get to where God was wanting us to go this morning, if you would turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53. Talk about another ark that God sent us. And praise God, God just had us to lay a foundation to show the importance, praise God, of His Word and His promises. God's Word and His promises mean everything to Him. Amen. Praise God. Without God's Word, we would not exist today, I don't believe. Praise God. In chapter 53 of Isaiah, I want to read 2 through 5. It says, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hide as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We all know this story too, the story of the capture and the punishment and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. He was put on trial as an innocent man. He was wounded, he was bruised, he was whipped, praise God, and he was crucified. Praise God. We tend to think of this as cruel people being mean to Jesus, but this was not just mean people, praise God. There was a carrying out, a design, and a perfect plan of an almighty God to save mankind once again, praise God. Another ark was being built to save man. Praise God. The design was flawless. There was no flaws in this design. It was going to be the perfect ark for mankind to be saved and to make it today. Praise God. It was to meet every need man would have. Praise God. Another covenant made. Another promise from a Most High God. Praise God. He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Yes. He had the chastisement of our peace upon him. He Amen. Took stripes for our healing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This was a well-designed and built ship to take us to dry land. Praise Amen. God. Amen. Remember, no matter how high the waters get, dry land is just a boat ride away. Praise Amen. God. Amen. Does it not feel like there's a flood taking place in our church today and in our community? Praise God. It's sickness on every hand, troubles on every hand. I know my phone rings constantly with the prayer requests that come in. Praise God. And you know as well as I know that people do not give every request and every need that they have on there. Praise God. We are overwhelmed with troubles and trials right now. Praise God. But there's hope. This is not a gloom. It's time. This is hope. There's Amen. Hope, praise God. Amen. There's an ark that was built. There was a promise made, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes I know it feels like we're about to be overtaken with water, but God made us a promise. God keeps his word. What's your need this morning? Do you have griefs? Do you have sorrows? Do you have transgressions? Do you have iniquities? Do you need peace? Do you need healed? Jesus is our promise. He is our ark. Praise God.
Amen.
God gave us his word like with Noah. God gave Noah the bow for the token and a sign, the rainbow. He gave us Jesus as a sign and as a token. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, God sees the rainbow. He remembers his promise to Noah. Praise God. You know, when God sees us and he sees our trouble, praise God, he takes a look to the right, because that's where Jesus Christ is sitting on the Father's right hand, and he looks there And I know Bill mentioned this morning about the guy talking about the only man-made scars or man-made thing in heaven is the scars. I don't think those were so much man-made. Man might have made them, but it was God's design, praise Amen. God. And when he looks over there, he sees those things, those signs. They are a sign to an almighty God that those nail-scarred hands was to save my people. That striped back, scarred up back was to, was to heal my people. Amen. Praise God. He looks and he sees his son with the scars and the nail-scarred hands and the scarred up back. And he says, what is it that you need today? What do you need? Do you need healed? Do you need... Do you have sin in your life?
Come on. Good.
Do you have griefs or troubles?
Come on.
You know, this everything was on the ark. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is exactly what we need. There was no mistake. Those people might have thought they were doing the will of man, but all they were doing was creating an ark for an almighty God to save his people once again. Praise God. It was a perfect design. Flawless.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the touch, Lord. Thank you.
You know, like in Noah's day, Noah preached and preached and preached. The flood was coming.
Yes.
Praise God. The word gets preached and preached and preached from this pulpit and from many of them. It's up to us, praise God, to accept it. It's up to us. You know, if they're going to give, if Walmart was giving away TVs up here this week, there'd be a line from Walmart all the way to Harrogate down there wanting a free TV. You know, it might be free, but you got to go get it. Praise God, you know the salvation and the miracles of God are free, but sometimes we actually have to do something to receive them. Praise God. You know, we sit back and we say, God, it's free. Where's it at? God's saying, come, come. It's all for you. I've made you an ark, or you have to get on it. You know, the animals had to actually go to the ark. Praise God, he didn't float the ark around and pick them up. They had to go there. Now, God may have sent them. Praise God, but they still had to go, and so did Noah's family. They had to actually make an attempt to get on ark, and the same with us, praise God. We have to make an attempt to get in touch and get on this ark, Jesus Amen. Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever your need, the promise has been made, and we've established that God's word and his promises are important to him. Praise God. You know, it's so important that he give us a rainbow for thousands of years to let us know he wouldn't flood the earth. Praise God. How much more are you important to God than flood, Amen. Than flooding the earth? Praise God. We are important to God. Praise God. He's give us everything we need. We've been equipped to the max to survive. Praise God, dry land is just a boat ride away. It's just a ride with Jesus Christ. I know sometimes it seems the water's getting high and there's no hope. Praise God, but Jesus is our hope. Praise God. You know, Noah sent out a dove, praise God, and it come back with an olive leaf. Praise God. The dove many times represents the Spirit in the Bible, and the olive represents the anointing. You know what? The Spirit is here. The anointing's here. Dry land has been found. Praise Yes. God. The Spirit is here to tell us that the dry land is right outside. Praise God. It's close. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, seed time and harvest, heat and cold, night and day. Winter and summer are still going to come, but God has promised us. He promised us a Savior, a healer, a peace giver, or whatever you need in the flooded waters of your life, God has given us. Praise God. We have Jesus Christ. There's no excuse. People, we have no excuse in life today because God has given us exactly what and everything that we need to make it through. Praise God. I desire your prayers because this message was for me. If it was for nobody else, and if it wasn't for you, there's somebody out there that needs to hear that dry land is in sight. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, the back in the old days when the ships were out at night, they would sound the horn, the phantom, to find land. Praise God, the Spirit has sounded the horn. He's found a dry land. It's close, people. Dry land is here. The Spirit is here to tell us dry land is on us. Praise God. I thank you for your time.